It's one of the long-running mysteries of the hip-hop world, the unsolved murder of Notorious B.I.G. Witnesses have previously tried to link rogue cops from the Los Angeles Police Department to the death. This week, testimony in a wrongful death civil trial against the LAPD has raised questions about infamous recording exec Suge Knight. Chuck Phillips, a Pulitzer Prize-winning music industry reporter for the Los Angeles Times, has closely followed the murder case and the trial.
Well, the trial is kind of a wacky trial. This theory that the trial is based on, the mother of Christopher Wallace, that's Notorious B.I.G., the mother and Faith Evans, his former wife, and I think the rest of his estate have sued the city based on a theory. There's a lot of theories about the killing, but on one theory by a cop, a former LAPD cop, his name is Russell Poole, kind of created this theory that rogue LAPD officers worked with Suge Knight and hired people to shoot Biggie and actually 6 months before also to kill Tupac. Not everybody, in fact, most people don't believe that theory. The other detectives he worked with have followed a whole lot of theories, but the fact is both murders are unsolved, and so this one went to court on the back of that.
There has been quite a bit, as you mentioned here, of urban legend surrounding this murder and the murder of Tupac Shakur. How many things can we say out of what we have heard so far are in fact true?
Well, it's pretty difficult because no one solved a crime. And even when people solve crimes, they're not always true. As you know, people get out of jail 20 years later for things they didn't even do. But in this particular case, what is not true, you can say some things about that. And I think this case is built upon the main, you mentioned witnesses at the beginning of your introduction there. There really are no witnesses to this crime who link David Mack, the LAPD officer who was convicted of robbing a bank. Later on, they kind of stuck this whole theory to him that he and his college roommate, Amir Mohammed, had set this up for Suge Knight. The reason they believe Suge Knight did it is because Tupac was his top act. So he would have done it in retaliation under that theory for the murder of Tupac, and then he would have had Biggie killed. There's absolutely no evidence, and in that way there's no gun. The bullets do not connect to anything. There are no eyewitnesses. There is no getaway car. There's no evidence. And so what's happening in the trial, this can't be proven on just the theory. In the beginning, it looked like they were going to be able to do that, but the judge said, what you have to prove to me is that David Mack, this former cop, actually killed him. If you can prove that, then you have to prove the city is responsible for David Mack's actions as a police officer. Then, if you can prove that, then you can be awarded a judgment. Now, the Wallace family attorneys have already tried to settle this case, asking $105 million, you know, kind of behind closed doors. The city rejected that. They asked for $18 million then. The city rejected that, and they went to trial.
And, Chuck, very quickly, do you expect anything to come out of this trial?
Honestly, no. Most of the evidence in this case is circumstantial, and it's based on information provided by three lying jailhouse informants. And so if the judge goes through that and the jury goes through that, I think in the end you'll just find out this was a nice theory, be a good movie, and it maybe end up a movie, but I don't think this is what happened in the murder of B.I.G.
All right, Chuck Phillips, reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for updating us.
Thank you. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, if the head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules.